In Her Shoes, Women of the Eighth. Collected and introduced by Aaron Darcy. Read by Laurence Bouvard, Aoife McMahon, Caroline Lennon, and Gina Burke for Saga Egmont. For My Mother, Martha Jane, and the Daughters of Ireland. Author's note. The Facebook page, In Her Shoes, Women of the Eighth, originated in early 2018 as an art project with the intention of changing undecided voters' minds in the upcoming referendum on the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. The grassroots project posted anonymous stories of the negative impacts of the Eighth Amendment, alongside a simple photo of a pair of shoes. In the 5 months from its creation to the referendum vote on the 25th of May, 2018, the page grew to a following of over 115,000, with an organic reader reach of over 4 million per week. As an artist, immigrant, and mother of three living in rural Ireland, creating and holding the space for these experiences became my contribution to the movement to repeal the Eighth Amendment, a referendum in which I could not vote. Of the 1,000 stories sent to the In Her Shoes page, I selected 32 for this book as a representation of the entire island of Ireland. I wanted to give these lived truths a communal space that could be recognized the world over. The anonymous stories are reproduced here with their author's consent and remain in their original words, with only minor edits for accuracy and ease of reading. The stories published on the Facebook page have been deposited by the Irish Qualitative Data Archive in the Digital Repository of Ireland, DRI, accessible to the public and protected for future generations. By preserving these stories within the archives and in this book, we enshrine women's experiences in history where they are often written out. In Her Shoes, Women of the Eighth, the audiobook you're listening to right now, describes a changing social landscape, an uprising within myself and within Ireland. Erin. Prologue. It's bitterly cold and windy, but the sun is shining as I stand on the streets in my small, conservative town in rural Catholic Ireland. This town is my home, but not my home place, and so my American accent softens to match the gentler way of speaking. I'm asking strangers to support abortion rights in a place where it is illegal. The date is the 13th of January, 2018. Being a blow-in is a privilege in many ways. It's far easier for me to campaign for choice than it is for the friends who have grown up here. In these small towns, where everyone knows everyone's business, being openly pro-choice can have both professional and personal implications. Abortion is a word said in a hushed tone, not something for which you broadcast support. Would you like to sign to support women's rights? I look for a way to encourage curiosity, to avoid the recoil the word abortion can produce. The man passing by shakes his head automatically and moves on before pausing and doubling back. He's poised like a gun dog.
What did you say?
Furrowed brow, hands shoved deep into the pockets of his tan jacket, jaw clenched. I asked if you'd like to sign our sheet to support women's rights. We're looking for signatures of support for repealing the Eighth Amendment.
I have daughters, he barks. Did you not hear about the woman who died after the abortion in England?
We've been told to move people like this on, but my adrenaline pulses. My heart races. Don't you think she should have been looked after better? Had she been able to get that help here, she wouldn't have been rushing out of a clinic to get her flight home. She would have been able to recover and take her time under supervision of her own doctor.
I just don't think they should be using it as a form of birth control.
I try not to